American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
Hey everybody, welcome to TorCast. I have no idea what this number is. Sorry.
I wasn't on last week.
Yeah. For those of you that don't listen over the top, we are a man short today. We are minus our MC and our computer guy. So
yeah, the MC's right here.
Our body.
We're just missing our editor and our microphone.
Editor in chief.
Microphone guy slash write all kinds of shit down.
Yeah.
Bring to the show guy.
Gage, so we're going to try to hold the fort down for you.
But the MC is right here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
If it's not like a 45-minute episode, then
you kick some balls.
Yeah,
no, I'm just joking. Just joking.
You can do that. Just edit the shit and make it longer.
Yeah,
fill in yourself if you want to. You know, you could, yeah. You could, like, it's almost like Photoshop. Just fill in yourself.
So what did we just hear?
American Classic Bar and Grill. Good food, good people, good times.
It's good friends.
Oh, friends. Sorry.
Thank you for the sponsorship, American Classic Bar and Grill. Great place to eat if you're in the Winchester area.
Sidewinder fries, which, by the way, we found out somebody else has Sidewinder fries, too.
I know. They told us.
Who told you?
The people that fucking give us the Sidewinder fries said that somebody else has them now.
Oh, we saw them down in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
No, well, we saw them when we went to Tilted Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
but
did.
No, someone, I'm pretty sure someone else in the area actually has them.
Oh.
I don't know who, yeah. But I don't know. I'm about
find
to
out.
Blow it up.
Okay, so welcome to TorCast. Three of us are going to do our best to put on a decent show.
Aunt John Shane.
Hey, there you go.
I want to start off with my deepest condolences to the Smith family.
Oh, yeah. That was some sad news came down.
Oh, yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't really know that happened until Odell said that he knew the guy that killed Will Smith.
Odell knew?
I think it was Odell.
The football player, Will Smith, not the singer, actor, rapper, Will Smith.
The defensive end for St. Louis. No, it was
New Orleans.
You're talking about Mathis, Honey Badger.
Oh, Tyrann Mathieu. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. Same hair.
Yeah.
Mathis. Same hair. Threw me up. Same hair.
He said
he's friends with the guy on Twitter.
Well, and he's had a couple run-ins to him with him. Said that he was like a prep star, just like he was. But he said people, not everybody gets to make it out. He says jealousy and envy probably got the best of him because he probably knew who Smith was. He does a lot of work in the city. Apparently, he was out to dinner with the police captain, maybe? Sergeant captain.
He was in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, yeah. And then we were in a car accident. Wife got shot twice in the leg. He got shot multiple times. Just some sad news to a good guy.
Yep. We send our condolences from TorCast to the Smith family. Okay. Moving on to some other sports news. Football related. Josh Gordon failed another drug test.
Holy shit.
During his suspension.
Who would have thunk? This dude just needs to quit.
Is he the biggest idiot you've ever heard of?
No.
Failed an alcohol test last year, wiping out.
Is he the biggest idiot? No. He is in contention for the biggest idiot.
Oh, yeah. You might as well just go ahead, find yourself another job.
Because
you ain't coming back to the NFL.
Used Cars is looking for you again, Josh Gordon.
Should he? I mean, what is it, strike 7?
Dude, if he actually plays, like, he's fucking good.
Yeah.
He's good.
And you got a quarterback like...
But he's a dum-dum.
RG3... And you go and fuck up shit like that. Like,
man, he's a dum-dum.
Not saying that Cleveland is going to be, like, fucking playoff bound. Because you're in Cleveland.
No disrespect to the people who live in Cleveland. Your sports teams just suck.
You just got it.
Well, I mean, the Cavs aren't bad this year.
Yeah, we'll see what they do in the finals.
No, it's just something about the Browns.
Yeah, no, it's the whole city of Cleveland.
The Browns just suck the life out of everything.
Your name is a color.
Yep.
A color, and your mascot's a brown dog.
Dog. Hello, dog. That's probably his name, too. Dog.
And they have arguably the greatest running back ever.
You know, if you
under their banner,
saddest place or something like that.
It's probably Cleveland.
No,
Cleveland's a dump.
They did that on ESPN. If you are in Cleveland and you ask Siri, where is sadness? It will fucking pull up Google Maps and it will show you a picture of Cleveland Browns Stadium. If you are in Cleveland, like Siri even knows.
I want to know season ticket holders. What? Why do you
they
buy
love
season,
to see buy season to see Pittsburgh twice, Cincinnati twice, the NFC to see who
you
they're playing.
You get discount on beer. Like, is that like you're a season ticket holder? We appreciate your business. Sorry, our team sucks.
Here's a keg.
Here's a discount on beer.
Here's a keg.
Other than that, not a whole lot on the NFL front. Getting ready for a draft.
Not yet. Besides Johnny Manziel saying that he roomed with Von Miller and they are both getting their life together.
And Von Miller said, no, we're not.
Because, first off, let me think back to February. Von Miller, let's see, he was in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure his fucking life's together.
You'd be surprised.
There might be some behind-the-scenes shit that you don't know.
But I'm pretty sure his life's
maybe
together.
Some behind-the-scenes shit you don't know.
More than Johnny Manziel's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure his life's together. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's keeping it 100.
So let's move on to some NBA. Tomorrow night, we're recording this on Tuesday, the Golden State Warriors go for immortality. If they win Wednesday, that record will not be broken.
No,
they're playing the Grizzlies.
And they're playing Memphis, who should have beaten them last week.
They'll pull it out.
What if Steve Kerr just throws the towel in? We're done. And just settles at 72-10.
No.
No, that won't happen. Dude, he'll lose the players if he does that. Now, I can see him like...
No, because even if he can still play all of his guys and they'll still be fresh for the playoffs. Like, there's no...
Right.
He's fine. He's good at managing the minutes on that team.
This is arguably the greatest basketball season ever for the Golden State Warriors. If they don't win the championship, does this record mean anything?
If they don't win?
If they flame out and realistically lose to the San Antonio Spurs, who's the only other team that has a shot at
it. This whole thing,
does it
will,
mean,
it won't be talked about.
Not as much.
Until the next team hits it again, but...
Yeah.
To play 82 games and only lose 9, I don't know if this record will ever be broken. Yeah. And records are made to be broken,
well,
but you'd have to only lose 8 games.
I'm pretty sure everybody said that about the Bulls. Man, we weren't in the sports like we are now back then.
No, I think
but
I
I'm
was in preschool
sure.
back then.
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure.
95, 96.
I was hooping like,
hello,
like
kindergarten.
MJ.
Yeah, I said we might have just started school then.
Yeah, I'm a little older, y'all. So
MJ became like one of
so
my faves
like,
growing up.
I was in like fourth
after
grade,
all
like,
that.
Hooping it up like MJ. But I'm pretty sure people were saying this about that team too. Like this
Robert,
record will never get broken. Like
it will take a team to break. If the Warriors set this record tomorrow night, team to break this record is the greatest basketball team ever. Because that means you will only have lost 8 games.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Now, the biggest now for the last 2 weeks leading up to this record, the biggest question posed, would the 2015-16 Golden State Warriors beat the 95-96 Bulls? In a 7-game series, could the Warriors beat the Bulls?
Now, what kind of are we talking about, like the Warriors going back to that time or the Bulls coming to this time?
It don't fucking matter.
It does matter.
No,
dude,
it doesn't.
Dude, you got to look at it. The way the Bulls played back then,
oh, Warriors couldn't go back then and play. No,
versus the way they play basketball now. But the way they play basketball, it's two different worlds, man.
No NBA team right now, even as gritty and in-your-face as the Memphis Grizzlies or the San Antonio Spurs, There ain't no team in on this earth that could go back. You could take the best 13 players right now and go back to 1995, and I guarantee you they don't beat the Bulls.
Shane and I were talking. The only other thing that was better than that Bulls team is the Dream Team.
But like I'm saying,
yeah, they could probably play with the Dream Team.
The Dream Team, yeah, that Bulls team was.
But you're saying you're putting two different notch. Like style. It's okay, hard. It's hard to.
So
say.
It's a 20-year difference, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go back to 2005. We'll go back to that time. The rules in 2005, that's 10 years forward, 10 years back. Those are the rules, which are pretty much like the rules are today. They're changed a little bit, but the hand checking gone.
The Michael push-offs, you ain't seeing much of that.
Michael Jordan's still not getting a whistle for that. No matter what era Michael Jordan plays in, they're not going to whistle him for that. There is no chance in hell that the Chicago Bulls lose the Golden State Warriors.
2K Sports and NBA 2K16 did a simulator.
Yeah, but that's like with today's rule. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, down in the paint, like, that's... Like, when we play basketball, when I told you come down into the paint, that's what I meant. Like Chicago style, come down in the paint and play ball with me because I'm gonna.
He's a foot taller than me. Once we get down in the paint,
I'm gonna get you with some elbows. Get out of my way, man. I'm gonna come down with the board with both elbows out. You can't do that shit no more.
There's three reasons why that Bulls team would not lose.
Because they physical as fuck.
Nobody on the Warriors team is going to out-rebound Dennis Rodman. Rodman don't give a shit. And the 92 Dream Team is a prime example of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. At that time, Pippen wanted a new deal. He was only making like $3 million. Arguably the second best player in the world making shit. They didn't want to give him any more money because they were bringing Tony Kukoc over. They played Tony Kukoc. They sat on the bench and flipped a coin. Who gets him first? Who gets him second? Steph Curry, you ain't doing this shit on Ron Harper. Michael Jordan's not even going to guard Steph Curry.
Nope.
Klay Thompson, you bow down because Michael Jordan ain't going to let you do shit. Draymond Green. You ever met Scottie Pippen?
Pick one.
Yeah. You want
Dennis down low or Scottie at the post? Nope.
You ever met Scottie Pippen? 6'11". Smooth as silk. Andrew Bogut. You ever met somebody as smooth as the big Aussie Luke Longley? Hell no. They gonna play small ball. Iguodala, you gonna guard Dennis Rodman?
Who's gonna play small ball?
And you're
the Warriors. They don't have big men.
You're now
Iguodala's their Dennis Rodman.
You're now coach Steve Kerr is just gonna smack threes in your face all day.
Who's gonna stop Kerr coming off the bench? Kerr himself had to come out and guard Kerr.
Yeah.
Position by position.
Old man's gonna have to suit up against young man.
Ron Harper was 6'9". Steph Curry can't play against that. Harper's here. Okay, Harper goes to the bench. You know what's going to happen? Michael Jordan going to shift over. Yep. Scottie going to shift on Clay.
Yep.
You think those Bulls are going to let the Warriors do what these teams say they do?
Scottie's a big dude.
Ain't no chance in hell.
And he's guarding you at the top of the key.
And can move his feet.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
They talk about stretch fours. Well, Scottie was a stretch four in the 90s. Who could bring the ball up the floor, run the offense, and then pop the three in your face. Golden State doesn't stand a chance against that Bulls team.
Well, I don't think they're going to defend the triangle offense.
The only thing that Golden State
they
has
don't have anybody
for
to stop
is,
MJ.
No.
The only thing Golden State has for him is range and speed. That's
yeah, but at the time, even at that, 1995, the Bulls were at the pinnacle.
Oh, yeah.
Of all their careers. Now, granted, Jordan was in his 11th season, but I think 95 was it. They got to the peak, and that. I don't think there's ever, like I told Anthony, the Dream Team is the only team assembled that can beat that 95-96 Bulls team. Yes, they lost 10 times. I understand that. But in a one-game scenario or in a seven-game series, you're not beating the Chicago Bulls. Because Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen are not going to let you beat the Chicago Bulls. And you got Tony Kukoc, 6'11", smooth, another smooth as silk shooter from anywhere.
But Tony don't play no games down low, though.
They don't need
that.
Tony don't play down low.
That's the thing. That's where the Warriors don't do that. The Warriors' strengths are the Bulls' defensive strengths.
And that's what I'm talking about. The game is so
that
much
Bulls team
different.
Could play this game. They could play the game that the Warriors
Dude,
play.
The way the
you want to get up and down the floor and run with that team?
The way the refs call the game now, it's not – I'm all about – it's like – it's now it's like – the Bulls versus the refs.
No, you blew on me the wrong way.
Like, back then, I agree, every team
But you got to remember who wears number 23 for the Bulls. Michael Jordan ain't getting whistled for half the shit that these guys... Look at LeBron. LeBron gets away with murder on the court.
I'm saying, Jordan's still going to hit the fadeaway.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's nothing.
Because they ain't got nobody stopping.
But all that shit, like, they done tightened up all the shit down low. It's...
Yes or no?
It's crock of shit.
Bulls beat the Warriors in a 5-game series.
I need to know where it's at.
5-game, yes.
One game. One game playoff. Warriors or Bulls?
It's a tie.
One game?
One game.
It's a tie. It's going to take 5 or 7.
I gotta have the refs to make my decision.
Oh,
like,
pick one!
I can't.
Damn! Soft.
Dude.
WSAFT. Pick a winner. Quit managing begging. This is why he lost the bracket challenge and owes everybody a beer. Because he was so damn indecisive.
I'm gonna fuck him up.
Because you went Homer and you're staying Homer, so pick the Bulls. Because that's your home.
That's all of our homes. When the game is tight.
When we were little kids. Like the Bulls were our home. Yeah.
When the game is tight, you go with the best player.
Well,
and he's the greatest human basketball player to ever lace up a pair of shoes.
But if they're gonna foul him out because
he's Michael Jordan, he ain't fouling out of a game.
Just
taking the Bulls.
Thank you.
God.
Let's move on.
Move on to a little hockey news.
Foo.
It is. Yeah, we're gonna talk a little hockey.
We gotta talk hockey.
It's playoff season, man.
We gotta talk hockey.
Oh. And the Washington Capitals roll in as the second best record ever in the NHL. They blown away the NHL.
Didn't the Capitals like make the playoffs before and then fucking like lost
every year?
Yeah,
every year, just
like a fucking Washington team.
Yeah,
just like all the Washington teams, Redskins, the Capitals, and the fucking Nationals.
But the Caps,
don't forget about the Wizards.
They and the fucking Wizards.
They have something going this year because
the Nationals had something going last year. What happened?
Ovi just scored his 50th goal.
Hope he won 48 games.
He's fucking Russian.
It don't matter.
Is Hopi Russian?
Half the fucking league's Russian.
That's true. Either Russian or
Canadian. Hopi's not Russian. Yeah. Huh? Hopi's American.
Yeah. Their goalie's actually an American.
America.
Oh, really?
Damn it.
Yeah, Hopi's American, dude.
He ain't all American.
Ovechkin's Russian.
He ain't all American. He mixed.
He mixed.
He's half American, half Canadian.
There's a bunch of guys on the Caps that are American.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a bunch of guys.
American.
I'm actually really going to defer from you on hockey because you probably don't have really any input. So that's bashing DC Sports. And do they win the cup? Playing simple. We're not going to discuss it. You're going to be too indecisive. Well, I got to know if we're going to have a shootout, or how many refs we're going to have. I need to know the rules. You're just too indecisive.
If somebody's going to get a stick broke over their head, like, I need to know.
It's going
to
be a fight. How many people are in the penalty box?
Yeah. They are gonna make it, and they're gonna lose.
To who?
I don't know, but I don't have faith. In the playoffs, I don't have faith in the Caps. I love them in the regular season, and they are the hottest team in hockey. But God, I hate them in the playoffs.
You heard it here. They're gonna win the East. Flame out in the Cup. I don't think they even get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But that's just me.
They're a fucking Washington team.
Shut up. We didn't ask for your input. We cut you out of this one.
And as a Wizards fan, they're going to fucking lose.
Stuff that fry in your mouth make you shut the hell up.
You know RJ was going to do that?
He should have.
No, he shouldn't.
Oh my God, I missed it!
I fucking missed it!
Next. Let's get a little baseball news. The boys of summer are back.
Woohoo!
First off, Andy, how are the Yanks doing?
Honestly. I honestly haven't kept track. I've been watching like every other team in baseball but my fucking own.
Oh, all right, well, must not be doing too great.
No, hold on. You talked,
John.
To Shane, you talk, you how are the?
I was going to ask you that, John.
Dude, they're 3-2. They've only lost 2 games.
Oh. Well, guess what? Oh. Guess what?
It's 6 games in. Fucking 160 games in the season.
62 games.
Yeah.
Hey, let me have my fucking moment.
160 games.
Let me have this.
This ain't basketball.
We got 56.
You ain't winning 73 of them.
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
You win 73 of them.
We win more than 73.
I mean, you win 73 of them, but I'm saying, on a scale of 73 basketball, 162.
We'd have to wait 117 games.
The poor start that we had in fucking spring training. Now, I know it's spring training, and it's not, you know, your typical baseball, but we're 6-0. Let us have this, okay? Shut the fuck up.
Those have had their moments before.
Do you know why we're 6-0? Going into yesterday's game, now
hit the ball. That's why.
Our ERA going into yesterday's game, which it probably went up a little bit because we gave up six runs, was 1.23.
Yeah, pitching.
Pitchers
saves you,
who aren't very good. I mean,
pitching on fleek.
Pitching saves you, but your hitting backs it up.
I mean, we're probably going to end with a 4.32 ERA as a staff, but. Through five games, through one start.
But I mean the umpires and, you know, you got to judge if there's going to be a fight.
I like what you're thinking.
Some win, the win.
Shut up.
But,
okay, how is this sustainable? Not going undefeated, but I mean.
Yeah, it's not going undefeated.
Say they win six out of every 10 games.
Dude, baseball, this gives you momentum.
Or
first six games, dude, that gives you momentum. 6-0.
Yeah, it gives you momentum, but it's like how long is this, you know, when. Like, how long is this shit going to last?
When or if are they just going to just flame out for some reason?
There's going to be a dip. There's always a dip. The bats are going to go dead. Then the pitching is going to go, like, you know what I mean? Because there's always that hit or miss.
Somebody's going to get called with PEDs. The umpire's going to call a ball when it should have been a strike.
See?
You do realize.
Well, that already happened. Man got thrown out because he got argued a ball and a strike.
Do you realize they're doing this without... Media noted best player. AJ's missed the last four games.
Yep.
He's only played two games.
Yep.
Manny is tearing it up.
That's because they have other bats to step in besides him.
Chris Davis crushing home runs like always. They were talking to the broadcast. Now, I think they've hit like five or six. They've had five home runs at Camden Yards fall short because it's been so cold. And then in the summertime, they'd have went 20 rows deep.
Yeah, they've been hitting the shit out of it, and you just see them die midair. Oh, that's an out in deep center field.
So I know you're not an O's fan. You are a Yankees fan.
I'm a baseball fan. Y'all
John, how many wins do we end the season with?
What did we end up with last year? Like
81?
81 to 81. I'm going to
say
85. Yeah, I would say like 87.
So we're only going to be six games better than we were last year.
Yeah.
John's looking for that knee climb. Look at him thinking. Because the umpires.
Well, this just,
there could be
just
a fight.
Fuck you. Shut up. That hit and miss, man. It's just, it's. We start off well all the time.
I think the Orioles are going to be the first team in Major League Baseball history to hit 250 home runs. But also break the all-time strikeout record.
Oh, we're going to have two records, man. We're going to fucking home run record and strikeout record. I tell people this all the time.
You don't tell people that. You just got that from Shane.
My thing is...
Bullshit!
Shut up.
You better be lucky you're across the table. I'd smack the fuck out of you.
Right? When the Orioles are 100% healthy, top to bottom, there is no more dangerous lineup in Major League Baseball.
That's why
they're not going to be 100% healthy.
That's why
I know. You're batting our new draft, Rule 5 draft guy. What's his name? Starts with an R. Can't remember. He leads off, hitting real well. Manny's batting second. Adam Jones is batting third. Chris Davis is batting cleanup. Mark Trumbo's batting sixth. Pedro Alvarez is batting seventh. J.J. Hardy's batting eighth. And Jonathan Scope's batting ninth. What other lineup had from top to bottom the thump, then the Orioles. We got eight guys that hit 25 or more home runs.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch any other baseball team except for the Hubs. So
I watch the Nats a little bit. But
I don't really fucking watch them.
Well,
Jaguars.
The father-in-law is a Nats fan, man.
Well, it's DC Sports.
Yeah, that's true.
It is, dude. They fucking suck. They had the best team on fucking paper last year. And what the fuck happened?
They hit that decline.
Bad. Something fierce.
Speaking of that.
Sorry, father-in-law, but It's the Nats, man.
Speaking of the Nationals, I get an update today from Bleacher Report that there are talks that the Nationals want to bring in Dan Duquette from the Orioles to be above their general manager. John, how does that make you feel? That our Beltway rivals are trying to steal our GM.
Makes me sick.
Because DC Sports.
Well, it's just the fact that I don't want to lose our GM, but that's just me.
Yeah, he's put together a fucking pretty good team.
How mad are you going to be if he goes to that?
Oh, I'm going to be fucking fierce because, well, I don't know. He's probably going to get paid pretty well because you know Angelo's ain't going to face shit.
Hey, our payroll went up to $120 million this year. It's $40 million than it was 3 years ago. Just saying.
Because Angelo's saved up.
Peter Angelo's was the gave the push to sign Davis to that massive contract, by the way.
Well, because he had to. He had no choice.
That's true.
The fuck? How are we going to win ball games?
Trumbo hits a lot of home runs. So does Pedro Alvarez. They had Trumbo before they signed Davis.
Well, we didn't know that. But yeah, it would be really shitty because the next GM that comes in there is gonna have to like
he can't live up to expectations.
Right, he's gonna have to keep up, and I don't foresee him keep up.
Yes or no? Do the Orioles win the AL East?
Yes.
Yes.
So you think only 87 wins the division?
Yeah.
Yes.
We won 94. We won it 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's all I got for sports, John.
What'd you bring to the table?
Well, I got some Would You Rathers. Bring it back to the Would You Rather segment.
Do you want to go Urban Dictionary first?
Yeah, let's do Urban Dictionary Word of the Week first.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Back by 5 years, man. The Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
I found this while I was at work.
Hey.
Showed it to Shane the other day, so he already knows. Oof. I don't know if he remembers fully the definition.
No, I had a few beers.
It's a good one.
It is.
John, tell me what you believe is a Singapore sandblaster.
A what? A Singapore sandblaster?
Yep. I picked the country, or the city. The country?
City.
City in a country.
Singapore's in.
Excuse me if any of you guys are from Singapore, because the city of Singapore. Sandblaster. Just a guess.
It is, I think.
I think it is a country. The country of Singapore.
You blasted somebody with something. And it ain't sand.
You're kind of on the right track, so I'll give you that one. Ready for this definition?
Go.
When you suck the menstrual fluid from a woman and spit it into her ass.
Ew. Ew.
She farts it onto your face, creating a silhouette of blood on the wall behind you. With ejaculate, you come a face of semen on the image.
Dude, that's fucking gross.
Oh God, was that a murder? Nah, my girlfriend gave me a Singapore sandblaster for our 6 month anniversary.
Oh.
Would you?
That's been the worst one in a while.
Yeah.
Would you?
No.
No.
Any price tag?
No.
No.
$1 million.
No.
No.
No, I can't.
$10 million.
I bet
she
you Gage.
Farts it out? I bet you I'm Gage, done.
When Gage listens to this and edit, he's going to text us because he will do it for $10,000.
He'll probably do it for $100. $10 million.
She farts it out.
You got to get it out of there, though.
100 million.
Do you use a straw?
Oh, dude, that's fucking gross.
100 million dollars?
No, I couldn't.
Dude, she farts it out.
$1 billion.
She farts it out, Shane.
$2 billion. Man, I'm running out of money here.
She farts it out onto you. Like, onto the wall. Yeah, run out of money.
Yeah, that's the best best one we've had in a while.
Yeah, that one was grotesque. But good.
Yeah.
She farts it out.
Oh, Jesus. John, we know. She shits it out.
Dude, that's fucking nasty.
I also have a another tidbit, if we're keeping with the weird themed.
Go ahead.
A tidbit from Jen. Jen found this while she was at work.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know how she found it. A coworker. It was the oddest thing
ever.
Is it
the video thing we're supposed to be watching?
Yep.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it, and I already saw it. But I'm going to show you.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I asked her to send it to me, and she didn't send it to me. Jen.
No, she wouldn't send it to me either. She showed it to us while we were in the bar the other night. Shane.
Dude, fucking gross.
You seen it?
Yeah.
I'll show you the video.
Just check.
And then I will tell you as I'm... not pulling it up. All right. What this lady does for art, she does it for art. They stick her in a room for 28 days. She takes a ball of wool,
uh-huh.
And she shoves it up in her.
Like a whole ball?
Yep, whole ball of wool. Oh, we got sound here. She takes a whole ball of wool, shoves it up in her, and then she knits out of her vagina.
Yup.
The crazy part, you'll see her knitting, and I'll send Gage this link just so people have the video link.
Yeah, we'll post it.
Because
the link will be in the description below.
And don't worry, it is. I mean, it's
graphic. You're probably not gonna want to watch it. It's graphic.
But this lady knits this whole cloth.
She knit that whole cloth.
Straight out her vagina.
Just sitting there butt-ass naked.
Yep, straight out her vagina. The really nasty part, that kind of flows into the Singapore Sandblaster. Even when it's that time of the month, she still knits.
So, John, let me pose this question
to you. So she's got this whole little, like, scarf. And then all of a sudden, you'll just...
She's just like, yeah, I need some more.
She's got this whole little scarf, and then all of a sudden, you'll see sections of it to where it's just like red-brown.
Yeah.
So I mean, for real, though.
Let me pose this question to you, too.
There it is.
Would
she needs to shave that thing.
Yeah, right.
At least trim it up or something.
You know that's actually unhealthy?
Huh?
It is healthier to have pubic hair than it is to not have pubic hair. Because it helps fight against diseases. Yep.
Swear. I won't be down there getting that shit in my mouth.
Yeah, me either.
Dude, that's gross.
$100,000 knit out your ass.
Out your ass?
Well, yeah, I mean, $100,000 to do that out your ass.
You're fucking retarded.
How? I'm fucking retarded.
You're fucking retarded.
100 grand?
You're retarded.
$1 million.
No.
Two?
No.
Come down to money for
I
us.
Know, right? No.
Any amount of money?
Ain't nothing going
to knit out your ass?
Yeah.
Knit out your ass.
Yes. Any amount of money.
Knit that shit out your ass.
Yeah.
Because it ain't happening.
To put some yarn up your butthole and knit out your
butt. A cool 10 mil.
Only 10 million?
Only. 10 mil's a good.
Dude, do you know how
Gage
big
would do it for 5,000? We're sorry, Gage. We love you.
Yeah. But we're just trying to be truthful.
Do you know how big those fucking... balls of...
I mean, ain't you gonna stick something this big up your ass?
It ain't gotta be that big. You might do a little ball. I might knit like a little mitten. Alright? I ain't gotta go full scarf. I'm gonna go a little mitten. Alright? We might have like a little inch ball of yarn or something. 10 mil. Cool 10 mil.
I'm not sticking anything up my ass. Can't do it. Won't do it.
So cool 10 mil.
I'll be 10 mil richer. Just for knitting a mitten. And I don't even know how to knit.
Knit in a mitten.
Oh, shit.
Jeez, what? Ugh!
Shut up.
I'm gonna choke you with your seatbelt.
Don't take my shit.
I can take your shit.
Don't take my shit.
Trying to fucking choke me all the damn time.
Well, because y'all didn't know where the fuck you were going.
We got you from point A to point B. We might just win C, D, and F.
Did you hear about this?
No.
No, here we go.
We're fucking driving around.
I mean, I might have, but...
This was one time.
Telltale.
One time it happened.
Let me picture this for all you at home.
This is our trip in Dallas, Texas.
For all you at home and anything, picture this. We're in our car. RJ's driving. Shane's the navigator. Me and Gage, we the backseat crew. We just chilling.
The BSC.
Right. Then you got the navigator and the driver. You got the navigator that's telling the driver where to go. And when the driver ain't paying attention, he misses the turns. So
he's real bad at paying attention
while
he's driving.
Where are we going?
We were coming back from the stadium, trying to get back to our hotel.
Oh, and we ran into Bass Pro Shop. We didn't see Bass Pro Shop on the way to the stadium, but somehow we saw it twice. So where the fuck are we going?
Y'all done drove 3 hours down the road to Houston, and you didn't even know it.
I said, RJ, what? You wanted to see Bass Pro Shop? Like, yeah, it would have been cool, you know, Bass Pro Shop, cool, but that's not where we were going. Like, here we are again, Bass Pro Shop.
Did Gage even tell him where to go? Like, he just found the way and went to Bass Pro
Shop?
Well,
I was navigating, not Gage.
Gage was in the back.
Yeah.
He was the BSC.
Right. Well, we're at the stadium, right? We passed the stadium, we're going down. Stadium's on the left. We're like, oh, man, pictures of the stadium, cool, we're taking pictures, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, so now we got to get out of here, right? So, RJ, we're in front of the stadium now. You know, fucking everybody in the WWE's at the stadium because, you know, it's Friday. Fucking trucks, RVs, everything. Right, like, where were we? Let's say about 20 feet away from the fucking stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking RJ just whips a Huey. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Well, we gotta go back. We gotta go back to where we came. Then he whips another Huey at the next intersection. So we're going back the way we just came. I'm like, we're fucking lost. Fucking lost.
We got back fine.
So me and RJ decided we're
gonna my motto, it ain't a trip without a U-turn.
Thank you.
Even when you got a couple of them.
We're on, I think it's the next morning. Me and RJ make a 7-Eleven run, right? So he plugs in the GPS. It's just me and RJ. So we're going. Well, it's telling us to make a left on Burberry Street or whatever. I don't know the name of it. We'll just say Burberry, right? So we're going, and it's like, make a left on Burberry Street in 300 feet, right? And then she comes back and says, make a left on Burberry Street. Oh, there goes Burberry Street. Like, RJ, you missed the turn. Oh, shit. Look, just make a Huey up here, you know. We'll be cool. I said, no cops my way. We make a Huey. So cop pulls us over. Hey, we're from out of town. We can get away from that shit. We can do that shit. Well, it comes back up. Make a left on Burberry Street. Or make a right on Burberry Street. I said, make a right on Burberry Street 300 feet. Make a right on Burberry Street. I said, RJ, this is the turn we need. Oh, shit. Vroom! So here I am fucking like flying into RJ, grabbing the old shit handle, fucking making this turn because he's going like 50 trying to make this fucking turn. All weekend long, that shit. That's what we had to put up with all weekend long.
Y'all should have somebody else drive.
RJ was like, dude, you can't be scared. You can't be scared. Fucking RJ stopped at stoplights and fucking throwing me and Gage in the fucking back up against the window back here.
Boom. And we're in an SUV, so this thing could have easily rolled over at any point.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because we probably should
have... drives like a fucking maniac.
Yeah, we probably should have thought about it, because the right side of the car was John and I, who were the two bigger of the two, and the left side of the car was Stick and Stick Wannabe, who combined way a lot less than
so
him and I do.
So we're making left turns, we're going to be all right. Now, yeah. We making right turns.
Well, car kind of went up a little bit. Yeah, we did not make the right decision.
But, RJ, thanks for driving.
Yeah.
We got us in one piece.
Y'all made it back home.
John made every decision, everything all weekend.
Y'all going to make it back home.
Right. Well, that was a pretty fucking rad car picked out. Fucking color was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a good color. I like that color.
Mm-hmm.
You like
that? Yeah, I like that color.
True story.
Thanks.
Is we walk out. We see it. Walk over, look at it. Hey, let's take this one. Nah, let's keep walking. Let's look at some others.
Man, we got upgraded, right? $20 each of us got upgraded.
Just to an SUV.
And you can go pick out your own car. Go down this road. You know, find a, what was it, mid-size SUV. Go to where it says mid-size SUV, and you can pick out your car. Like, okay. So we got the car. We're walking down. These three jackasses are like, let's take this one. No, let's fucking look down here and see what else we got. I'm the fucking biggest one. I'll be sitting in the back. Damn it, I want some type of influential decision. There was a fucking, what did I say? It was a Jeep or...
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Probably an 86.
No, it was a newer one,
Grand
man.
Cherokee.
And then down there was another SUV down further down the line. It was like, what y'all doing? No, come on, let's take this one. Get in. I'm like, you fucking assholes.
And he just said he liked the car, so
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
It was a good
the
car.
The seat reclined in the back, so that was balls.
Ooh, yeah. Did. My mom does that in her car.
That shit was balls.
Nice.
We did get to see where Kennedy got shot.
I saw that.
And people were taking fucking selfies. Yeah. They were running out. Now, this is a live street now.
This is one of the two ways in and out of Dallas.
RJ.
The motherfuckers are like this. Hey, selfie. Click, 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 click. Car coming. They run back to the side of the road. Traffic stop. They run back out there. Click, click, click. I'm like, what? I'm looking at Gage. Gage is like, I don't feel right taking a picture where somebody else died. I said, let alone taking a selfie.
So
I said, taking a picture of the window is cool.
That to me.
Look, Kennedy got shot here. Right there. There's still a piece of his brain melted into the fucking pavement.
So we walk across the street to the other little Miami thing. As we're walking up that little hill, this dude is still standing in the middle of the road. And there's this big jacked up F-150 coming at him.
Like he's trying to get that selfie in.
Yeah. The truck hits the gas. Because it was loud, you could hear it. He sped up and I swear to God he missed the dude by 2 feet.
No.
It's like the dude just spun out the way. So would you go back to Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going to a game.
Pound that shit. Bam. Yeah.
I mean, all right. Got to see the money situation, but I'll think about it.
You're going. I told you before. You're going.
Not if I could.
Anyway.
I could go spend 4 or 5 days next year in Orlando for next year's Mania.
Might what's our time at?
40 minutes.
I thought about going to next year's Mania.
Irving is awesome.
Yeah.
Irving is. Like, if I was going down there to live, I would probably live in Irving. It's a great place. And we ran into fucking Thomas. Thomas, the steam engine.
Oh, yeah, we did. We went to the brewery.
The tank engine? Or Thomas?
It's a steam engine.
It's a steam engine.
It was a tank engine.
It's a fucking steam engine.
Thomas, the tank
he's got the kid, man. Why are you arguing with the kid?
I don't know. I always
Bearing father.
Did you not watch Thomas? I was a big Thomas
fan. I was, too.
I didn't watch Thomas. Yeah. I think I had Thomas, but I don't know.
It was a nice brewery.
I just knew him as Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
So,
call him Tom, for sure.
Tom.
Yeah, so, Dallas trip was successful. So John, you got some few other things you'd like to talk about?
You have some would you rathers,
yeah.
So I heard.
Yeah, it's been a while since we did the would you rather
segment. 5 minutes ago when you wanted to do that segment.
Yeah.
So I heard.
Alright. Would you rather?
Now where'd you find these?
Hmm?
Where'd you find these?
I found someone Reddit and
it's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Someone another website. I don't know. Would you rather experience a sharp pain in your side each time someone says your name or have a bell sound each time you're aroused?
The bell.
Pain in the side.
The bell.
Because people don't talk about me, so.
The bell.
Why the bell?
I don't know. It'd be funny.
Just be like,
ding!
Just see that chick walking by, ding!
Yeah, it would remind you of hitting the with the mallet and the little thing with the bell at the carnival.
When you
just hit the pump and it's like, ding, when it gets to the top. So when it gets to the top, ding, and it should be funny.
Shane?
I'm going to go with the sharp pain in my side.
Sharp pain in your side?
Yeah.
Why sharp pain?
I don't know. So I know people are talking about me.
Every time somebody says your name?
Ding! People don't talk about me, man.
You don't know that.
I'm very un.
How do you know? People, you don't
see,
know.
Then I would know. Then who fuck talking about me? I see you know people talking about you. Go ahead.
That shit would hurt, though. Yeah. In your side?
Yeah. Go out one night, and when the chicks finally figure out what that ding is, that's going to hurt. That's going to
hurt. You know what time it is.
Oh, that'd be
kind of
cool.
A ding.
So how you doing? Ding. Mm-hmm. You know what that bell
means,
right?
Yeah.
That round one.
The oven is hot. We done preheated that bitch.
Sweet Christ. John?
Would you rather have a time machine?
No. What's your answer?
He liked the bell.
The bell,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that's an easy pickup.
Ding!
How you doing? Ding!
Yep, we got it.
Would you rather have a time machine that only goes back in time or a time machine that only goes forward in time?
Back.
Back?
Back. I don't want to know what happens to me. I like to go back to stuff that did happen.
History, man.
Yeah, I'm going back.
History.
We just watched a eight episode show about going back in time to for history.
Right.
Hell of an ending.
That is a hell of an ending, right?
Yeah. Then I'd be out in that street taking selfies.
Click.
Bang!
Oh, shit.
Dang it.
This is my new suit.
Man.
We are JFK supporters. We're not making fun of the fact he got killed.
We do believe in JFK.
We do believe in JFK.
People got to keep in mind this is a comedy podcast.
It is.
We try to be funny.
Yeah, we got asked if we believed in JFK.
Yeah. Somebody was trying to sell us copies of the 1963 paper after he got shot.
But
and the dude's like, don't you believe in JFK? You should believe in it more than wrestling.
Wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
Wrestling. Okay, get it right. Wrestling.
I didn't have a say in 63.
Oh, and we also got told that...
My mom didn't even have a say in 63.
We also got told
my dad was two.
We should spend our money... We should spend our money other than WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Get some history, boys. Spend your money other than WrestleMania. I was like, motherfucker, what? Huh? Right. I looked at Gage, and Gage was like, yeah, nobody trying to, what do you say, sell history or something like that. I'm like, this motherfucker over here. Gage is just like looking at him. Gage is pissed. Just sitting there just like staring at him.
I turn around and I go, dude, I can go on a computer right now and print off what you're trying to fucking sell me.
Like, how's this? I looked at Gage and said, how's this motherfucker know I'm not a history major? I'm just down here sightseeing. Motherfucker don't know shit about me. And then I got the other one.
WrestleMania is just my hobby.
And then I got
actually,
another one going.
I'm actually a millionaire with a history major.
And I got
so
another
kiss
one
my
going.
Ass.
Do you believe in JFK? And we all just start laughing at him.
Yes, I believe in him. He was alive.
He was
a real thing. No. Pigment of my imagination?
Did it really happen?
I don't know what that X is there for. I think they... Is that sewage? Were they going to put a manhole there? I'm not sure.
Of
course I believe in JFK.
I should have turned around and go...
Stupid.
I was college for 3 years, majored in history. What you want to talk?
I'm stupid as fuck.
I did go to college and major in
history. Would you rather?
Are you going back in time, forward in time?
No, I'm going forward in time.
Why?
Because I'm trying to like.
You want to invent something that's already been invented, but hadn't been invented here yet?
You want to take that glory?
Dude, you want to create Google before Google was Google?
That would be going back in time.
Right, but same concept.
So if you go forward and you're like, this guy created, and then you can only go back to like where you were, then you fucking, I'm gonna invent that.
I'm going forward
and take
in time.
Them motherfucking monies.
I'd be like, look, what y'all ain't got, boom, this is what you need. Bow, genius.
Okay, what you got? I'm going back in time to change some stuff in history.
Yeah, I'm going back in time to just I ain't gotta change it. I just want to watch it.
Then you're going to end up, fucking shit up.
Nope, I'm a James Franco fucking Holocaust.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman, don't touch anything when you go back in history.
Exactly, that's why I go in the future, because you can't fuck shit up there.
I just made an animated movie reference, y'all didn't even know.
I did, I caught it. Yeah. Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Y'all didn't flinch.
I've only ever seen it once.
Would you rather cut off one of your fingers or pay $5,000 of your own money for the person you hate the most to go on a spa vacation? Yeah, you got you thinking now. Chop your own finger off or send somebody you hate with $5,000 on a spa vacation.
I'm sending them on vacation. I'm not chopping my fingers off, man. I'm not.
Why do I need to lose a finger?
This is $5,000.
Where am I sending it?
I don't want to be Nine Fingers McGee.
Hey, I work with a dude with nine fingers. I'm chopping the fucking finger off. I ain't giving nobody I hate, because if I hate you, hate's a strong word for me.
I'm not gonna be nine.
I don't hate many people.
I don't either.
Me neither.
But the people, the person.
Take the pinky.
Yeah.
Take the pinky. You can have the pinky.
I don't need fucking pinky. Yeah.
It's like a little claw.
As long as you got thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still got that thumb.
I'm taking the pinky. He's
got thumbs!
Take the pinky.
I'm not
chopping off a finger.
So you're going to send... Who you hate the most?
We're not going to get another
Beep. One. You're going to send Beep on a $5,000 spa vacation.
Save a finger? Yeah.
To save your finger?
Yeah.
Here you go. I hate you. Enjoy your vacation.
Can you hate me for like a day?
No.
Please.
Make it 7 days. In Tijuana.
Make it cold!
Would you rather have... This one's good. This one's good. Would you rather have your body found on a pile of sex toys or a pile of drugs?
Drugs. Much harder. Sex toys is like coming out with a bang.
That's what I'm saying. You found me on a pile of sex toys, man. You know the last couple minutes of my life.
Yeah, but then people are going to be like, were they being used by him or on him? Yeah. Being used on him is why he's dead.
Like that ball of yarn. Put me on drugs. It might be a nice little pillow.
Yeah. And I'm going to look like I'm a drug
Here's
lord.
A nice little key little Coke to lay your head down on. Beep. And Sorry. Then wake up and sell that shit.
Beep. You're dead.
I ain't dead.
I'm going out with a bang, but not sex toys. Because it's always going to be questioned, were they used on him or by him? Well, I'm not going out with that on you or by you question. Nope.
So you're just gonna let people assume that you just died of an overdose?
That's fine. Fuck it. Sure. Gotta go somehow.
I'm getting mine before I lose.
No, I was just the world's next drug lord.
Yeah.
And I went out hot.
Woo. But then it's going to come out that you didn't have no money. That's all I got.
So, Anthony and I went to Fridays. Friday. Saturday. Saturday. Fat Boy shows up.
Oh, Fat Boy.
Yeah. Shows up for a quarter of a beer. Talks about wanting to go on a vacation.
Show up with his new woman?
Yeah.
No. He complained about having to go to the mall with her and getting lost. We had to explain to him what an outlet mall was.
Mm.
He didn't understand what he went
Granted,
to.
Granted, he went to one up in Maryland.
Yeah.
Mm. Around the Mills.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Fat Boy, you could have drove less than an hour to Leesburg.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But around the Mills.
He wants to go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We brought up a cruise.
I want to go on a cruise.
Towards the end of the year.
We got you on a plane. You ever been on a boat?
I've been on, like, a boat, but not, like, a cruise liner boat.
No.
How interested would you be doing something that, like, at the end of September?
I mean, I'm trying to do it. Try. I need some numbers. I need to make sure I can get off.
Do you got vacation time left? Nobody taking vacations end of September.
I got a couple days left.
Now cruises are nice.
Yeah.
And it would be exactly like Dallas. I would drink every fucking day.
No, you wouldn't. Plus, you better buy that drinking car before you walk on that boat.
Like I said, I'm gonna drink every fucking day.
You got a cruise drinking money?
Dude, it can't be no expensive than fucking $20 for a fucking beer.
Oh man, it's so fucked up.
What?
Sorry, I was scrolling through Facebook.
What was that, the stadium? $10?
Mm-hmm.
Since we're all Dallas fans.
It's true.
It says, Happy Cowboys Day, 412.
Get that shit off.
That's me. Funny.
It made me laugh, but it's fucked up.
All right, well, we're at about 53 minutes. Hopefully we were able to hold the fort down without our MC.
I told you the MC is right here.
Shut up.
It's our chief... Our chief editor.
So, anybody got anything else?
No, I think I'm tapped out.
Yeah.
Make sure you like, comment,
subscribe, give us a rating. So we can't move up on iTunes or anything like that until we start getting some ratings. 1 star, 5 star. Let us know what.
Not 1 star. Hopefully how about
not.
5 star.
Yeah, 5 star would be nice. Let us know what we do, what we did that you like, what we did you don't like. So we can make the show better. We're always open to ideas.
Especially this episode. Let us know how we did.
Yeah. It'd be nice to know.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to know how we did doing it all on our own. Since I don't think he thought we could really do it on our own.
Yeah, he was skeptical.
Very. Hey. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
And now a word from our sponsors.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill, family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.